KHUM is Freeform Independent Radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Oh, we're back now. 3:59 and 25 seconds. And we're going to do the Ferndale Report right now because Caroline Titus is here. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Happy post-kinetics.
Yes, whew, town was a-buzzin' on Monday, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, it was exciting.
As you would expect, lots of folks in town. So you are the editor and publisher of the famed Ferndale Enterprise, and every Wednesday, or most Wednesdays, we take a look at some of the stuff that's in the paper. So what do we have? Exciting things?
We have, let's just jump to kind of sound like the Chamber of Commerce here, but what a busy Saturday we have coming up. Of course, we've got the Pet Parade, 11 o'clock. Famed Ferndale Pet Parade. If you haven't seen one, they're always great. Sign up 10:30 a.m. by the Ferndale Museum if you're 12 and under. Put a costume on your pet. You've got this lovely dog here, but unfortunately too old.
Age problem.
So that's this Saturday, as well as Kiwanis Cow Pie Bingo, which is always a great fun event with Phil Acock's famous pulled pork sandwiches. The cows plopping in the grass up by U.S. Bank.
Sure.
Win the big money. Live entertainment.
And it is big money.
It is big money.
Yeah.
$500, $750, $1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
First three plops. So that's always very exciting. And if we've got a fundraiser down at the Turf Room with some wonderful Mexican food being cooked for the Ferndale Elementary School for a fundraiser. We have a goat show at the fairgrounds and the opening of the Ferndale Farmers Market on Saturday. So happen in time in Ferndale on Saturday.
Wow. That's big.
Big. So that's on the chamber side. On the news side, we've got a story this week about the ongoing quest for the city of Ferndale to take over that 52-unit housing complex on Fifth Street owned by the Navy to provide low and moderate income to the city of Ferndale. If you remember, voters said go ahead and pursue that. My Congressman Mike Thompson got Ferndale a $3.8 million appropriations for basically the Navy turning it over to the city for a buck. What's happening with it? Well, basically now the city is waiting for the Navy to complete a needed environmental assessment report to go through, look at if there's any asbestos, any lead paint issues, any mold issues. The study is costing the Navy about $100,000, is due by around August 1st, but that has pushed the timetable of Ferndale actually taking over the facility, turning it over to a nonprofit, getting the units rented out by about 6 months behind schedule. So we've got an update on that, as well as some legal issues that have come up that actually the Ferndale City Council will deal with tomorrow night when it meets at 7 o'clock at City Hall. So speaking of that meeting, they'll be passing a resolution, we think, about Lemonade Day. Have you heard about Lemonade Day?
Lemonade Day, no.
Lemonade Day is basically a countywide, actually it's a national movement basically, to teach kids how to be young business people by helping them set up lemonade stands. There's about 30 kids, I forgot to mention that, on Saturday, who will have lemonade stands, bake stands, et cetera, all over Ferndale, as well as other areas in the county. Come out, support them. They're learning how to advertise, how to sell, what to do with their profit, etc. So kind of a neat thing that's going on with children on Saturday here in Ferndale. Ferndale water users will be probably start paying about $3.80 more a month for the next 4 years if the PUC approves a rate case that comes up before the state PUC Public Utilities Commission next Thursday. If you remember, basically, Delora Water Company, which has about 760 users here in Ferndale, took about a year and a half to argue with Fish and Game over whether the historic springs that Ferndale gets its water from are impacting Francis Creek, which basically runs through the middle of Ferndale. Basically, Del Oro said, hey, we don't even want to fill out the paperwork for this. We've been using these springs forever. Fish and Game said, doesn't matter. You have to. $140,000 later in legal fees. Basically, everybody said, okay, fine, fill out the paperwork. Doesn't impact the stream. However, under the Public Utilities Commission, municipalities, water companies, et cetera, have a right to go back to the customer to recoup their extraordinary legal fees. So next Thursday before the PUC, they'll decide whether to approve that. $3.80 for 4 years per month. So as you know, from a former water customer here in Ferndale, that starts to add up.
Well, yeah, but I live in Fortuna now.
So yes, you do.
I long for the old days.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's what I'm watching for. And I will be keeping a close eye on this. When the Navy housing is finally, all that stuff is taken care of and their units are renovated and they're renting them out and they're going to fill up, one would presume, will the rate go down? Because as you recall, it went up to make up for the loss of the revenue.
Exactly. Lots of people have mentioned that. So
I'm watching them.
Yeah, we'll see.
They won't get away with it.
We got some great photos from a barn fire actually a week ago on Thursday. If you were coming in Highway 211, there was a big barn fire out there by Goble Lane. We got some great photos of our own Ferndale Volunteer Fire Department attacking that fire. They had a few problems with getting water on it. We've got the whole story on that, as well as, of course, the details of last Thursday's post office hang up when they found that white powder, which actually turned out to be penicillin, which was a funny story because if you remember, last Thursday, what was it, a couple weeks ago, we had a story on the fact that Ferndale mail now, when you drop it in the Ferndale drop box, it does not just get delivered that same day to the next, because those of us that pick up our mail at the post office and have post office boxes, it can't just be put into your post office box from mine. It has to go to Eureka for biohazard scanning, something Ferndale forgot to do or hasn't done since 9/11. Here we go and have a whole full-blown hazmat situation down at the Ferndale Post Office.
It was quite a coincidence. And it was amusing to me that after we did that, you mentioned that like 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I got like 10 calls from people saying, what's this?
Really?
Someone told me that they're scanning all the packages going out of the Ferndale Post Office?
Yeah, well, you know how we are out here.
Very, very concerned about that.
Oh, I get it. slow on the uptake there. Yeah, Got it. So lots of other – well, we had a dine and dash in the 200 block of Main Street. Speaking of the Ferndale Police Department, we've got their log.
No way.
Can you believe that? And then I was trying to think, what's in the 200 block of Main Street? I suppose that would be up by the Ivanhoe, perhaps. Yeah, dine and dash. Haven't had one of those for a long time.
Unbelievable.
So that was pretty much the biggest crime all week, apart from the 911 disconnects from those children down at a social gathering on Fifth Street.
Boy.
Fills up three paragraphs, though, police report.
Save for the palace, the Ivanhoe is the worst place to dine and dash.
Yeah.
I dine and dash at the Asian place.
Oh, do you? Have you?
Well, I would if I were going to do it.
Yeah.
Because those guys are nice. They're not going to beat you up or anything.
That's true.
But only Dave gets his hands on you.
Yeah, that's true. So also lots of good letters to the editor this week. In fact, one defending Richard Ghilarducci, the former Creamery CEO. And did you know his lawyer, we tweeted this, is now Lance Armstrong's top lawyer? Rich Ghilarducci's lawyer, Elliot Peters, was hired by bicyclist Lance Armstrong, and today he demanded that CBS, 60 Minutes, issue an on-air apology for the report on the doping scandal with Lance Armstrong. I think he demanded some, not on-air, but in-print apologies for our treatment of Rich Ghilarducci's other clients. So anyway, interesting to see Elliot Peters, who we all dealt with here. Lance Armstrong went and got the best, as did Rich Ghilarducci. So as I said, Ferndale Farmers Market starts Sunday. I also have a story about Humboldt County Fair entries moving to an online process. No more paperwork down there as the entry season begins for the fair. And lots of other news, including great photos from Ferndale's annual Memorial Day Parade, which, of course, happens before moments before the Kinetics roll into town. So
awesome.
Lots of Ferndale news this week.
Many, many things. Lots going on and lots in the paper. And we always mention your website so people can check it out.
FerndaleEnterprise.us.
Awesome. Thank you, Caroline. There's the Ferndale Reports, and we'll be right back. Justin from the Matilas here, so we'll chat with him next.
How do you choose to give?
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.